Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
French President Emmanuel Macron's visit to Washington, D.C. has been all hugs and kisses, except on one key issue, the massive Inflation Reduction Act bill, which Macron reportedly denounced to U.S. lawmakers on Wednesday as super aggressive toward European companies. Confidence in the military is down, with many military-age Americans declining to join in the protection of our country and interests. The Reagan Institute releases an annual survey of public attitudes on national defense, and this year only 48% reported having a great deal of confidence in the U.S. military. That's down from 70% in 2018 under President Trump. A triple emic is being asked for by some health officials.
The American Academy of Pediatrics and the Children's Hospital Association are calling on President Biden to declare a triple-emic emergency. It's related to three upper respiratory illnesses, RSV, flu, and COVID surging across the country at the same time. It's a big issue, especially for young children under one and seniors 65 and up. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Rostin Benham, chair of the Commodities Futures Trading Commission, testifies before the Senate Committee on Agriculture about the need for better regulation on cryptocurrency in the wake of the FTX cryptocurrency collapse.
We are here today because the latest events involving FTX lay bare the consequences and demand accountability. As I have stated publicly many times before, I strongly believe that we need to move quickly on a thoughtful regulatory approach to establish guardrails in these fast-growing markets of evolving risk, or they will remain an unsafe venture for customers and could present a growing risk to the broader financial system.
USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Japan, Britain, and Italy will announce an agreement as early as next week to jointly develop a new advanced jet fighter for their militaries. The new security partners believe they can help counter neighboring China's growing military presence. Higher education Yale is being sued for not being diverse enough. Ellie Andrews reports from Los Angeles.
Two Yale University students and alumni filed a lawsuit against the school, alleging that the school discriminates against students with mental health disabilities by failing to provide necessary accommodations and pressuring them to withdraw. The lawsuit, seeking class action status from the U.S. District Court of Connecticut, features accounts by two current students, three former students, and a nonprofit group representing several other students. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Florida's chief financial officer said on Thursday his department would pull $2 billion worth of its assets managed by BlackRock Incorporated, the biggest such divestment by a state opposed to the asset manager's climate agenda and skin color over character in the workplace. BlackRock has roughly $8 trillion in assets. For more information, come on by the website, usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.
A mentor program director from my L.A. radio days would remind the on-air talent that our job every time we opened the microphone was to elicit a positive emotional response, something that would encourage or uplift our audience in a way that would cause him or her to be thankful for being there at that moment in time. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. Yeah, radio is an emotional medium, and this idea caught on and grew the station's popularity to unprecedented audience numbers. This idea impacted me so that I started applying it to other areas of my life with my family and business encounters. It was almost immediate and changed my perspective. Imagine what would happen if we approached all our encounters with the objective of eliciting a positive emotional response, especially today when contention is getting more attention than it deserves. I found this concept to have universal appeal and application. Try it and see for yourself.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, good morning, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more info on the show, you need to check it out. BillMartinezShow.com. Dr. Wilford Riley is with us, the professor of political science at Kentucky State University, the author of Taboo 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. Dr. Riley, how are you?
What about you?
Hey, doing terrific here, you know, getting ready for the season. Thanksgiving kicks off a really special time of the year, you know, for all of us. Our first week of Advent is about hope. Coming up, we're going to talk about love. So it's a good season to prepare us, for this holiday of giving and hopefully and maybe a renewal of civility. Just hoping anyway.
Yeah, I mean, obviously that's something that would be pretty needed in America right now. Looking at politics, I mean, you saw the Kanye West interview yesterday and so on. I'm not sure that's going to happen. But it's always a goal is, the Western birthday of God approaches and all that. So hopefully people will calm down a little and at the very least spend time with their families as you go from, it really is kind of the holiday season as you go from Thanksgiving to Christmas, New Year's, Hanukkah, so on down the line. So hopefully that calms people down a little bit.
Yeah, hopefully. It calms them down until they have to go to the mall and find a parking space. Do you realize the pressure of a parking space at a shopping mall? I mean, that just seems to unhinge people.
Yeah, well, I live in the state of Kentucky, but the entire population of Kentucky is concentrated in one triangle of land that's about 70 miles across between Cincinnati, Louisville, Lexington, and Frankfort, all of which are decent-sized cities. So, yeah, when you go shopping, it's an interesting experience. And, I mean, if you go out of that area into the entire rest of the state, it's not hard to find a parking space or an entire empty shopping mall. So to anyone listening from that area, I'd recommend that trick of leaving the one place where the people are. But, yeah, if you're in an urban area, it's an interesting time of the year. I mean, crime usually rises, too. I mean, you're forced to live around all the people that, you spend half the year avoiding, your family and your best friends, your ex-wife. I mean, I suppose if you're a robber, you might have some money for presents, too. There definitely is some negative effects of the holidays. I mean, people, feminists said this a long time ago. Everyone thought it was a joke. But, I mean, three of the worst days for domestic violence, I will note in both directions, only half of it's men. But, I mean, like Valentine's Day, Super Bowl Sunday, and Christmas. Don't kill anyone this year. Just go ahead and buy your gifts.
Yeah, really. Yeah, be a season of giving, not a season of killing, by all means, or abuse. Is it because of expectations? They're so high during this period of time that, like Valentine's Day, if you really love me, you know what I'm feeling, how you're supposed to respond to it. Christmas, any other, gift-giving holiday such as that. It's a tough proposition, I think, for some of us guys.
I think that's a really insightful point that there's this big gap between perception and reality. I mean, on the holidays, and it's important to keep in mind that even if they're imperfect, I mean, the people that you actually love, you know, your husband, your wife, your son back from the army, you need to understand the importance those relationships have relative to the other relationships in your life, not in some imagined fantasy world. But yeah, I mean, the average guy for Valentine's Day takes his girl to dinner and buys a dozen roses. I mean, you look on TV and you see, you know, couples unwrapping cars in their driveway and so on. And I think a lot of people have become, there's the old line, keeping up with the Joneses. I think a lot of people today are kind of trying to keep up with the Combses, as in like the people you see on television, the people you see in glossy magazines. I mean, in reality, like if I were to show up with a new car for my mom or my fiance or something like that, I think the reaction would be, are you crazy? Like what savings account did you go into to get this? Like there'd be very real world objections to that. Is this a Lexus? You know, but people do see that, and they do contrast their inability to do that with what they're seeing in advertising and so on, and realize that nobody in the real world can do that.
You see, my mother, being since we were raised Catholic, my mother would say, okay, what guilt have you on your mind that you're trying to disguise with this wonderful gift? And then she would take the keys and drive off.
That's really funny, though. I mean, when you think about, like, Irish or Hispanic Catholic families, yeah, I mean, that's hilarious. And Jewish families as well. Like, what are you trying to apologize for? What have you done wrong? I mean, the idea of that guilt that's under the surface. Yeah. But there's a reality underlying that, right, which is that people don't normally do unprovoked, insanely nice things in the real world. Mm. In the real world, I mean, most people aren't going to get you any sort of movie gift, you know, 3-day drug binge, which is probably a good thing, by the way, fellas, or, you know, a trip to Acapulco, you know, a break from, let's say, the bounds of the relationship. I mean, you get the usual ties and a nice watch, and you're going to go with the family to watch the Christmas play. And I think it's important to, you can definitely talk about how to improve those things in your romantic relationship, even with your family and friends. But it's important to understand the value of just keeping those relationships up in your real life and kind of going on to the next year. And that's the whole point of New Year's. Like, we made it through another one. That's what we started to take for granted in this society because we're so rich.
Yeah, we survived the holidays. But, you know, the other thing, too, you were talking about earlier, and I want to say this to both men and women. It's okay to tell the other person what you want instead of this mind melt deal. Like, I'm supposed to, because I love you so much, I'm supposed to know automatically. You know, it used to crack me up. I had a dear friend of mine. She was incredible. 30 days out from her birthday, she would start sending, you know, reminders and along with her gift list. I thought it was absolutely precious, you know, as opposed to these women. For me, for whatever reason, I end up getting connected with these women that want me to read their mind. When it's real simple, all they need to say, hey, look, this is what I'd like. This is, you know, kind of what I'm leaning toward or whatever. Give me some sort of clue as opposed to, you know, then not meeting the grade because I failed to read her mind appropriately.
Yeah, no, I mean, just as a serious piece of advice, and by the way, your 5-day trip to Acapulco is still probably not going to happen. But, I mean, in my last two romantic relationships, I've actually had a lot of success just doing that. I mean, like, you probably don't want to do it the week before Christmas, but just asking what are some things you want this year. And this is true for a lot of different, let's say, aspects of the relationship. But, I mean, just what are some things you'd actually like, I'd like to know? And I've had people say just very honest things. That range from, like, help with some of these bills to let's go to the jewelry store so I can pick out, you know, a nice piece of bling that I actually want. And I think, I mean, if you're talking about, like, a college-age kid or something like that, moving away from relationships, the answer is probably money.
Yes.
So, yeah, there's a lot to be said for just communicating with people, and that's especially important during the holidays. But just like, the harvest is in, we got through another one, it does have value.
Right. No doubt. And as you say, for the college kids, you know, gift cards. This is why gift cards are so popular, right? Gift and cash.
Yeah, well, the gift card is a slightly more classy form of cash. I mean, you're pretending sort of I'm not just giving you $200. I think you'd like this store. But I mean, you can go to the store and cash them in for 95%, or you buy anything in the building. So, yeah, giving people the access to funds is something people also like. an account at a store is another version of this in relationships.
So you get a little bonus here from Dr. Riley. You thought it was all going to be about politics because he's a professor of political science. I mean, we're getting into some, you know, some of the social issues, everyday important things that you need to know about this holiday season. And we've got more from Dr. Riley.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. The Lord is moving in Thailand, and we at the Tide Ministry are incredibly grateful for the many volunteers who dedicate their time and talents to sharing the gospel through our radio broadcasts. This work would not be possible without the passion of those who are on fire for the gospel. Often, those who come to know the Lord through our broadcasts are the ones who know how valuable it can be, and they volunteer their own time and talents to help share the good news with others. The response of the listeners in Thailand is incredibly encouraging. Whether helping out in the studio or meeting with listeners, we pray that these volunteers continue to share the good news with those in their communities. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in Thailand whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
With you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Interesting, we're getting into this gift-giving conversation with Dr. Riley, the professor of political science at Kentucky State University, and we were just talking off air about, the parameters, what are the rules of engagement, and in terms of gift buying, for your friends is Is there an acceptable dollar amount? In the old days, I was just talking with the professor. We used to get by with a $2 chuck, remember? Until everybody realized it's only $2. Some of the wine wasn't bad. I remember the Cabernet was about, you had to go through three bottles before you got one that wasn't too bad. It was okay. But, everybody realized when they started realizing it's $2, that got off the list. But, with friends, I think there's an acceptable dollar investment that you do in terms of gift giving. And if it's somebody, a girlfriend, a wife and that kind of deal, then, forget it. Open up the checkbook and go into debt, I guess.
Yeah, I don't encourage, young guys to go into too much debt, even in the romantic relationships. But yeah, the budget there can reach for an adult, into the thousands. With the guys, honestly, it's usually $50 or whatever. Generally, when I'm buying stuff with my buddies, we have a group chat going with guys from both my old high school and guys from U Illinois. And generally, someone will say something like, I'm not spending more than, $55 this year on you jackasses. And, guys will comment on that. It might bid it up or down. But what I generally do is try to get everyone in the group of guys basically the same thing. So like you said, a lot of your buddies are golfers. You can literally just go to the golf store and get like a 12-pack of good balls for everybody, maybe get it wrapped, and then that's done, and you can go back to business or taking care of the gift for your wife or whatever.
Yeah.
So again,
don't give me a $2 divot tool though. I want golf balls, okay? don't be cheap. Go ahead.
No, but there's I forget who it was, but someone once did honest research on the holidays and found that the thing that like most people want more than anything else is like their drug of choice. And for most Americans, that's actually pretty wholesome. It's like whiskey. But you can go to the liquor store. So you may have said this off air, but just get 12 bottles. In Kentucky, we've got some of the best bourbons in the world.
Oh, yeah. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, it's like $38 times 10, put them all in a nice bag, and you don't want to be glib about it, but that takes care of your entire group of male friends. So like, really? The more you can do things that people really like and appreciate, but that also don't take hundreds of hours in a busy life, kind of the better. You or your wife can go to the mall, have kind of, spa day, or for the guys, maybe have a couple drinks, get all that stuff packaged, and then take it home, and that's it. And again, that's the way I try to approach it.
Yeah, well, I think it's a good approach. Look, we have about 7 minutes left. I want to talk a little bit. Can we switch over to COVID? CDC made this announcement. I mean, this is shocking. In light of, how the president and, they've been all over. Dr. Fauci, they're giving this mixed message, Kamala Harris. But now the CDC, are you ready for this, says vaccinated people make up a majority of COVID-19 deaths.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. So first of all, I will say, there's been a lot of backlash to the vaccine on the right. And the reason for this is that people were lied to about the vaccine early on, being honest. But there are two elements there. One, the stuff like the vaccine prevents transmission totally. We all knew that was kind of bogus. Flu vaccines don't, most vaccines.
Right.
Anyway, but what the vaccine does do is if you're elderly, if you're very vulnerable, prevent severe illness and death. So there are reasons for many people to take the vaccine. In that context, I'm not really surprised that the majority of the deaths are of vaccinated people. Right now about 80% of people have been vaccinated at least once. I didn't get vaccinated again after the first one or two. But technically speaking, I'm pretty sure they're counting everyone who's ever taken the vaccine as vaccinated for this one. Data gets spun. Older people are more likely to be vaccinated. But I think that's basically the message. If you're old, if you're elderly, if you're vulnerable, it's a good idea to probably get one more round of the vaccine, just like you should get a flu shot each fall. The fact that the government has said such dishonest things has made a lot of people not want to do that, though, and that's their individual, their personal choice. The numbers themselves are not shocking, but they're just another part of the public backlash to what Dr. Fauci in particular has been saying, because the original presentation here, if you remember, Bill, was, 100% if you take this vaccine,
exactly,
you're not going to get COVID, you're not going to transmit COVID, you're not going to die of COVID. So it is a hell of a marketing fail that, 100,000 people have died of COVID after being vaccinated or whatever that number is. It's going to be hard to spend that and, get people going for another round.
And what drives me nuts, Will, is that they don't even come back and say, hey, guys, you know, we went over our skis. You know, this is new to us. We're working this stuff out. Here's new information. There's no apology. It's just here's this dictum on high. And then you find out, you know, what the truth is. I mean, I'm in California right now, and the doctors here are now going before, you know, a Star Chamber tribunal with their license being in jeopardy. These doctors, like, for example, I've got friends down in Imperial Valley. They treated over 10,000 people, Will. Nobody went to the hospital. Nobody died. And the protocol was all based on fortifying one's immune system through natural products, over-the-counter products. And, oh, my gosh, you know, God forbid, Mike, you know, Zuckerberg and the WHO and, you know, some of these bureaucratic, you know, I don't know what to call them because they're not doctors. But they're getting in the way and they're jeopardizing good medicine and common sense medicine here. I think it's going to be quite dangerous here. And we're going to have more of this stuff coming up. And all you're going to do is just freak people out even more so because they're going to go, who can we trust?
Yeah, that last line is key. I think there are a lot of layers to the conversation here. On the one hand, I'm not really sure, as a pretty good methods and data guy, and also as, to some extent, a businessman who accepts that unfortunate reality that people are going to die, I'm not sure why we're still talking about COVID. I mean, if you have natural immunity, or if you're anywhere close to up to date on your vaccinations, the risk from COVID-19 is about the risk from flu. I mean, you're talking about five times the original risk. This is no exaggeration at all. Divided by 10. Like, if you've had the disease, the impact of COVID is less risky than the impact of a new flu strain. There are multiple papers showing that. So when people say things like you should test for this before you go to any public event, are they going to start recommending the same things for the flu or for any of these other respiratory diseases out there? I mean, and I get the creepy feeling the answer might be yes. When you see some of these schools saying we should mask up every flu season, there are people that would literally like to work every day from home or to go everywhere in the bubbles that used to be presented in old movies as a joke.
Exactly.
But that was the thing. And I don't think either one of us is kidding. We know these people exist. But that's one of the things that you noticed early on with COVID. A lot of people never, ever locked down because they had real jobs. I didn't really lock down ever.
But
guys just working on road crews didn't have a choice. They were essential workers from day one. They usually weren't masking. So all of that ecosystem with the Taylor Lorenz types huddling in their houses for a year and a half, all that crap, that was supported by people that were doing things like delivering food. So
yes.
The elephant in the room is it's the population.
Bingo. You hit it right on the nose. People do that which they get rewarded for. So the people that were getting rewarded for this insanity were happy to fuel the flames of more insanity, right? And so now coming out of it, you got people kind of like, you know, they're sticking their head out from under their holes going, is it safe? Or, has nuclear winter passed on us? Or, you know, what's going on? I mean, it's pretty crazy in a short period of time. This is America, Will. And we're experiencing this loss of freedom, which just blows my mind right now. And you want to let people say, look at you got to get back into the fight here. And I mean, the fight of life, you know, we need you to participate. We don't need the huddled masses, staying at home and not participating in the free markets here.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like we're going to wrap up pretty soon. So I would
just say,
but not a political note, but just sort of almost a moral one about life. Everyone's going to die. And there are tons of risks at the level of flu or even COVID. I mean, 600,000 people are crippled, 50,000 plus are killed every year just tooling around on the highway. So, yeah, to a certain extent, there are 300 plus million people in the country. You can't stop living your life because of risks at that level. I mean, any more than you could not go to school back when there used to be, you know, asbestos in the ventilation system or a little lead in the paint. Like, that stuff is all around you. You can't hide in your house as though there are ghosts and demons out there.
Exactly. Got to leave it right there.
Good.
Dr. Riley, you're awesome. Take care.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood,
and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salon Pops. It's good medicine.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Reagan Institute has released its annual survey of public attitudes on national defense. This year, only 48% of Americans report having a great deal of confidence in the U.S. military. Rostin Benham, chair of the Commodities Futures Trading Commission, testifies before the Senate Committee on Agriculture about the need for better regulation on cryptocurrency in the wake of the FTX cryptocurrency collapse.
We are here today because the latest events involving FTX lay bare the consequences and demand accountability. As I have stated publicly many times before, I strongly believe that we need to move quickly on a thoughtful regulatory approach to establish guardrails in these fast-growing markets of evolving risk, or they will remain an unsafe venture for customers and could present a growing risk to the broader financial system.
Well, we made it through another week. TGIF to you, my friend. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
With you 28 minutes before the top of the hour, it's always good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. You want to drop me a line? Always love to hear from you. Okay, don't hold back. Tell me what's on your mind. I'm not a mind reader, as you heard from our first discussion. I mean, I do some things pretty good. Mind reading, I'm not Carnac. I just can't quite do that. So just make it easy on both of us. Let me know what's on your mind. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Travis Conover is with us. He's an actor and film producer, and we're going to be talking about his newest action thriller that explores the underground world of sex trade in Atlanta, Georgia. Interesting. This is a targeted area specifically because there's some obvious reasons, and Travis will point that out in just a moment. The reality, this horrible reality that's behind one of the most lucrative businesses in the world. Travis, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Well, we've been saying to the audience that the problem, part of the issue with sex trafficking is that we have consumers here that want it. And, the culture itself is infested with this desire for sex trafficking. And in all forms, and especially now what's so dangerous, Travis, as you know, and you pointed out in the movie here, is that as young kids are being groomed, it's almost like they're being groomed and conditioned to participate in this, horrific sex trade. What do you think?
Yeah, that's an interesting point that not many people comprehend or that see kind of from the outside is that we are, or I shouldn't say we, but some powers that be are positioning young children to be hypersexualized. And mm-hmm. we're not the first culture to do this, but our culture is certainly turning that direction with certain companies, like let's say Disney making movies mm-hmm. with more sexually active, younger characters. It just doesn't make sense. It's not natural. You shouldn't have, even considering that until
exactly.
you are much older, and they're having, mm-hmm. 10, 12-year-old girls and boys starting to think about these subjects already at such an accelerated rate. And, of course, that is absolutely going to groom you into a hyper-sexualized mm. culture.
Exactly. I mean, this is, as we know, I mean, just like any addictive drug, sex can be addictive as well. We've seen this, and we're hearing more and more of people admitting that I have an addiction. It's a sex addiction. And that is a real thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I'm no expert, but I can see the writing on the wall and kind of where we're at right now is on this teetering point. And the pendulum has swung very far to one side, where everything is just being permissible and everything is just being an open, and, marriages are at an all-time low and breakups are at an all-time high, and the sexuality is just very pervasive. It's in every single aspect of our culture. It seems like it's even become political. So, we're getting to a very dangerous point.
Well, it's a mess. It defies common sense, as you say, and it's so shocking, that we saw what happened during the COVID years here, when parents were home watching their kids and seeing the instruction that was taking place, and they just naturally reacted to it. They just could not believe it. It was so incredible. And, again, it defies common sense, and so what you're saying is exactly, spot on. And the importance of your movie is to really kind of wake up America to say, look at, why you've been sleeping, why you've been busy dealing with COVID and your children and work and the economy. Our culture is going to hell in a handbasket. And guess what? Our kids, that's the swimming pool that our kids are swimming in. Really? That's what we want?
Yeah. I think there's kind of a long-term game being played. And what's interesting is that social media has accelerated the rate at which people have access to other people's deep secrets. There's this comedian, Sebastian Maniscalco, and he made a joke maybe 6-7 years ago on a stand-up and said, he goes, what's going on with people? If you're an adult and you like to wear a diaper and act like a baby, you used to do that in your basement and nobody would ever find out. He goes, now you go on the internet and you find 10,000 other people that like to act like a baby. And you, next thing you know, they're at the Marriott having a convention of adults looking like babies. So it's like we can see into people's weird fetishes and secrets so quickly, and it's becoming brave and beautiful and bold to be completely unnatural and to do things that are not normal or okay.
Is this a phase, all other phases that people go through? I keep using the analogy. It's, we're defying gravity here. There's certain laws of, nature's laws and nature's God that come into play here, and you can only violate them so far. You mentioned that there are other countries that have gone through this curve and realized that it's deleterious. It doesn't serve anybody. It just creates, an incredible amount of damage. I think that some of this stuff, which concerns me, Travis, is this is going to go for generations here. I mean, you think, okay, we've got a little bit of a shot of insanity coming into the culture. I mean, how long is it going to take to clean this thing up?
Well, I think what is happening and what has happened is that the people that aren't for it have not been loud and boisterous and bold enough to stand up because they're afraid of getting canceled. They're afraid, quote unquote canceled, because now we're living in, a time and an era where some countries are creating a social credit score. And America seems to be going in that direction where, I just got kicked off Facebook and Instagram because of the movie I'm making.
Yeah, exactly.
So my social credit score with these large tech companies is very, very low because I'm actually willing to speak the truth and to fly in the face of maybe something that they've been trying to push for a very long time. But I think they're overplaying their hand. That's my honest opinion.
I think. Well, I agree, because what we've got going on here is the tyranny of the minority, don't we? I mean, these are minority voices that have been given place, and they're overwhelming the majority. Sooner or later, the majority is going to say enough of this stuff. And, you know, throw them off their backs and move on. But, you know, the sooner the better, because meanwhile, you know, we start complicating issues. You know, here it is, all that we've gone through with COVID. The data is coming in that we've retarded our children, self-inflicted. You know, we put them back 2-3 years when it comes to education. You know, the labor force, this is another thing that they're not even looking at. And I keep, you know, shouting from the timbers on this, is that we've injured our own labor force. We've retarded them, and in such a degree that when it's time for them to really, you know, buckle down and come back to work, they're going to realize they are not working at the level that they did before COVID, before they decided to stay home and take the government check.
Yeah, well, a lot of people didn't want to go back to work for a long time. And now that they're back to work, they're, because they've had a taste of Netflix and chill for 2.5 years, now they don't want to actually work. So, Yeah, I think productivity is down by a pretty significant portion. And I understand it's human nature. We want to choose the easy way out. That's not new. We've been doing that since the dawn of time. So, you know, I would say, just culturally, a lot of things have gotten, we've been lulled to sleep. You know,
yeah. And I think the challenge you're going to have, Travis, is that you're going to have these people that have chosen, like you say, the easy way. I mean, this is a choice that they made. Stay home, take the government money. They've rendered themselves less effective. And then they're going to complain, and guess what? The Democrats are going to come and give them money because they're crying and they're emotionally upset because they're not making as much money as the other guy who kept working, busting his pick, refining his skill set so that he could be an asset to the organization and be a producer. And, you know, and so that's not fair. You know, unfortunately, this is where we are right now. And, you know, the majority, those who have been working their tails off, have got to speak up, you know, for the sake of their fellow man. These people that have really rendered themselves a little bit useless to agree.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than $1 a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas Pain Relieving Patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking with Travis Conover. He is an actor and the film producer for the new movie Lions and Lambs. Travis, the focus is the underground world of sex trade in Atlanta, Georgia. Why Atlanta?
Well, there's several reasons. Selfishly, I live here. So, you know, it's a place that I intentionally moved to make films. It just so happens that Atlanta is one of the largest hubs in the world for the sex trade. So it makes sense to make a movie here. This is a domestic issue in about a certain city where this is happening at a very high rate. Because of the size of the airport, there are thousands and thousands of children every year that are being trafficked through this airport.
You say that approximately 100 adolescent females as you were producing and doing the research for this movie, 100 adolescent females are sexually exploited every night in Georgia. That is a huge number.
It's shocking. Yeah, it's absolutely shocking.
And these females, it's probably a mix of everything. You've got illegal immigrants who are coming in that are contributing to this number. Even, vulnerable girls who come out of the community, right?
Well, there have been a couple movies about this made. There's been some documentaries that never really got traction because people don't want to see that. It's too hard to take, into your senses to think that my next door neighbor could be trafficked, or my own children could be trafficked. So it's hard to fathom this happening on our own soil. So when you look at any Hollywood movie that's been about this subject, and there hasn't been many, but when they are, they're all happening in Europe. They're happening in South America or Central America.
Right.
It's never actually happening in the U.S. and Canada. We never actually see that. Right? It's not a North America issue. The reality is that it is hugely a North America issue, and that's why this film, I think, is so important, because it brings it to home turf. The war is on our own soil. There are nearly 50,000 children who are kidnapped and never recovered in the U.S. every year. 50,000.
Wow.
That number is astronomical.
So it is. And immediately I think of the I think of the families, what they must be enduring this holiday season. Their daughter, their son has been missing, could be days, years. that they've been without their children. I mean, there was something here recently where somebody found their child after 51 years. Unbelievable. You know?
Wow.
So these things, these are real live numbers. And as you point out, you say in Georgia, 12,400 men purchase sex with young women in any given month. That's 12,000. That's just in Georgia. Okay, we've got 49 other states. How pervasive? This is base humanity kind of stuff. As I said, our country has become consuming agencies, you know, for this kind of, this kind of activity. Horrific as it is, you know, they don't want to see it. They turn their, but again, you know, if you've got numbers like that in Georgia, what's it like in California? What's it like in New York?
Right. Well, these are some major areas of problem. So your major cities are obviously where it's going to be the most prevalent. Atlanta, New York, Chicago, L.A. These are massive hubs where there are foreign children being brought in, and there are obviously children from the U.S. and from Mexico. We know, because anybody that has watched any non-mainstream media over the last several years, we know that there are millions of people pouring over the border, and a lot of them are parentless children.
Mm-hmm.
And they're being taken here by, they call coyotes, and they're being ushered over the border, and of course they're being sold and used. It's horrific.
Well, the cartels, I think last year it was reported they made over $13 billion. Of course, it's a combination. You got sex trafficking, you got fentanyl, all kinds of nefarious activity brought to us into this country by the cartels. But meanwhile, you know, to think that here we are, you know, the home of the free and brave, and we are, you know, we're a country that's still trying to get over, you know, get over the history of slavery. And what we're doing is finding a modern version of slavery through these sex trafficking channels. I don't know what to call it. I mean, not only is it disgusting, but I find it quite ironic that, you know, here we are supposedly so concerned about it, and then we're like turning a blind eye. And people don't even understand, Travis, what goes on with these young girls and these young men that are put into these sex camps. I was reading about the activity that they're subjected to. I think their life expectancy is reduced to, you know, maybe 5 to 7 years because they're so overused sexually. I mean, to hear what a normal day for these sex slaves, again, because of the commerce, because we have an insatiable appetite for sex, and we're willing to participate and be a hub for this kind of consumerism for sex trafficking.
Yeah, I struggle. I have children. I struggle with even the thought of any of this. So for me, it is a hard pill to swallow. And I understand that people are listening right now. And this is a hard pill to swallow, to imagine that this could actually happen to me or my family is something that people cannot go to in their mind. And I struggle with it, and I'm making a movie about it, but this is why. This is why we need people to get involved, because this is not just an issue. It's the issue. Our children are being taken and abused. And like you said, the life expectancy of these children is incredibly reduced. And a huge portion of that is because they're committing suicide.
Right.
So not only are they being abused over and over again, but I've spoken to several victims that have become victors and gotten out of that. And then, you know, by the grace of God, have healed. And now some of them even have totally normal lives and families of their own.
Wow. Yeah.
And they told me, hey, I tried to commit suicide at 8 years old. I tried to commit suicide at 12 years old, 6 years old.
Wow.
15 years old. I'm hearing story after story, and it just breaks my heart. I cannot imagine it. So,
well, Travis, I've spoke to some, and it was reported that in these sex camps, these girls will have sex starting early in the morning till 12 noon. They'll have as many as 20 partners. get a lunch break. You know, they give them a lunch break, believe it or not. And then they come back in the afternoon and do another 20 in the afternoon. I mean, this is how insane this is. I mean, could you imagine? I mean, you can't even imagine. You can't even get your brain around this deal. But yet, Lions and Lambs, this new movie that you guys have produced here is, I mean, this is based on a true story, is it not?
Well, the movie is definitely based on true events. It's not someone, it's not one particular person's story, but it's a very realistic story. And I've taken pieces of actual survivors' stories and kind of put them together because I didn't want to make this about one person. That could be utterly damaging to that person if all of a sudden they have all this press around their story. So I didn't want to bring trauma to somebody through this process or have them relive that through a feature film that millions of people have seen. So I didn't want to go that route, but this is very grounded in reality. This is something that does happen and could happen at any time. So, you know, it is technically, it's certainly not a documentary. It's an action thriller. It's going to have, you know, car chases and foot chases and shootouts and fight scenes and all this stuff. We're making an action film for the masses, but that tells this incredible story. That is going to galvanize people and wake them up. You know, I'm trying to shock people into reality here, but in a way that they can actually, you know, be entertained in the theater. And then at the end of the movie, they go, oh, my gosh.
This is Atlanta. If it's happening in Atlanta, what's happening in my city, right? And maybe that's the reason and maybe the added advantage of focusing on Atlanta, one city, as opposed to, you know, a bunch. Let's talk about the relationship. We've got about a minute and a half left. Talk about the relationship with, you know, with this movie and Vets for Child Rescue.
Yeah, so just to be 100% clear for anybody listening, we are in the funding stage. So we are looking for people to get involved. We cannot make this movie without you because I can't go to a normal studio and say, hey, I want to make a movie about sex trafficking. How much money will you give me? And they'll laugh at you and kick you out because there's no way the average Hollywood studio would pick this up, right? So we're going independent, and we need people to get involved. If it's high net worth individuals, they can get a hold of me on my contact form on my website. And we also have a donate form on the website as well. So in the donations and in the investment, we're giving a large portion of that to Vets for Child Rescue, who actually go out and do this thing for real, boots on the ground, saving women and children who are in this situation. So they're a phenomenal group of people. We love them. That's why we partner with them. But we need people's help. We need people to get involved. And without the audience, without America waking up, we can't do this.
So the website?
The website right now is storytellerfilmco.com. And there's a donate button, and we're creating a brand new landing page for this specific project. We were doing an Indiegogo campaign, and that just ended, and we're doing a second round of funding on our website because Indiegogo, believe it or not, was holding back our funds.
Oh wow!
Because I don't think anybody wants
exactly
it made.
So we got to leave it right there. We got to leave it right there. Travis Conover for Lions and Lambs. Storyteller Film.
You're like most Americans. You can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.